Hosted on dimlywit.com.
Maddie's, Jess was on site literally mid-session while recording some of this episode, so our audio is a different quality than you may be used to, but we're working on how to make more adventures like this as high quality as possible. Thank you for your support as always, and please enjoy Trey and Jay doing the weirdest investigative scoop in history.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Everyone's doing great. We're great here today at Bad Examples. Tracy is doing side work?
Yeah. I'm getting stuff done. I have very little time in a day.
Tracy's getting stuff done. Alan has been giving us death threat stares. Since we
Alan
started
just,
talking to him.
I'm totally shocked Alan's lasted this long. Like, you know, year by year, I'm pretty shocked he's come back. He hasn't sent us a fuck off and then dipped the Monday
if
before
I made
an
it
episode.
Through year one's death threats, I think I can deal with y'all.
Yeah. I mean, never from me, only from Jessica.
Literally, Dennis the other day. Did you get you didn't even answer me, Alan, my screenshot I sent you, what Denny said to me?
Oh, yeah.
He, like, pretty much. Like, said he wanted to kill himself. And I was like, you're the second person this week to tell me that. And he goes, who was the first? And I go, Alan. I'm making everyone want to jump off a fucking bridge.
Jessica called me like three times. And every time it was like, I just have a small change for the invite. It's a small change for the invite. And eventually she started calling me. She was like, don't give up on me. I was like, I'm literally trying to take a shit. Could you just let me?
Because I'm on the toilet. Leave me alone.
Oh, so you talk to Jessica other than when we record?
Yeah, when
because it's like
me to
it's like pulling teeth to try to talk to her. I don't hear back from her for weeks.
So Rachel, Alan's wife, did Cecily's birthday invite. They're beautiful. She like literally drew Cecily and Beetlejuice, and Alan did like the copy on it. So obviously I had some changes.
Naturally, because she's a fucking psycho. So,
I literally made this man crazy. Where he just like, you could see his eyes. He was just dead behind the eyes.
He off when he wasn't talking to you was like, Rachel, we'll never volunteer to help her ever again.
No doubt in my mind, and I'm okay with that because like I got it done. It's awesome. I'm very happy. I'm at peace with the fact I'll never ask for another favor again from them.
I love the fact that like I sent the first one and she was like, I love it. It's amazing.
But
and then a week later, she's like, could we make, and basically changed like everything on the copy, like all the font, everything.
She's so annoying.
I was like, wow, I'm so glad I did this.
I'm so annoying. I know it. It's fine.
Like, oh man, I thought it was good, but apparently.
Not good enough for Jess.
It was good. It was perfect. It is perfect. I love it. Thank you.
I got to start charging people for the amount of changes.
Yeah.
Because like the way I charge businesses is $200 for a logo. And then after two revisions, it's $50 per revision.
Whoa. I would have been shit out of luck.
Jess would have been
broke. It would have cost me $100,000.
Party would have ended. I'm so sad I can't even bring my kids to the party because it's not my weekend. Very disappointing.
Maybe I'll tell Corey to come by.
Yeah, okay. He'll definitely show up for that.
He'll text me 20 minutes before and tell me he's sick.
You can play that game that kids like, change in the couch.
Bye. Goodbye.
Show's over.
Oh my god.
You know what? Honestly, he deserves the attack after the last shit he pulled. I feel like every time we record, we're like, there's just some new shit.
Guys, let's take a in-studio vote. When you're a parent, regardless if you're sick or not, do you have to take care of your child?
Me thinks yes. I've had paralyzing migraines where I couldn't see my child and I still have to watch my child and raise her and feed her.
Got out of surgery and was on mom duty.
Things got out of surgery. That's not how you do that, but it's fine. It works. It works
yeah,
for you.
That was like, hi, I was just under amnesia.
No.
Anesthesia. Having amnesia. And came out, got new boobs, still had to be on mom duty.
Yeah. Yeah. You got
so like a fever doesn't really be like, sorry, you don't take them.
And like it's
especially
it's
2 hours before
hour
you're
before
supposed to
for
take
me.
Them.
You know, it's so inconsiderate. Like maybe, not saying yes. Maybe if he texted you midweek and was like, I'm coming down
feeling
with something
shitty.
And I don't know if Friday I'm going to be okay. You might have to make other plans. Here's a few days in advance. But I'll keep you updated how I'm feeling.
Also, parents don't get to pick and choose when they're sick or when they're not sick. No. And just
But maybe if he was a little considerate. Maybe you would have not been so irritated. But two hours before.
I'm so irritated currently still.
You know, it's the bare minimum when you have your kids 2 days. Not even a week. Like, you know what I mean?
2 days every 2 weeks.
Every two fucking weeks. And you can't show up. It's so shitty. And I just, as a dad, you know what, baddies?
My best advice,
be careful who the fuck you, this is forever.
My
now,
next
forever.
Life, I'm coming back as a dad. Forever. I don't have to pay child support. I get to see my kids whenever it's convenient for me. And the mom does everything. That's what I'm doing. I'm coming back as a dad in my next life.
I don't even want to come back as an animal, a bunny,
no,
a dad.
I want to come back as a dad. They do nothing.
I mean, you know what they say. You got to find change to make change.
Oh. And no change has been found or made, PGW. So there's that.
I don't know. You gotta be careful who you marry. You're with this person. You could still divorce them, but you have kids with them.
They're never
forever
getting away.
Forever in your life. Forever.
Forever.
Imagine, Tracy, I can't imagine an ex-boyfriend, any of my ex-boyfriends, having to communicate with them after the fact I was done fucking them. Sounds terrible.
Terrible.
Once you're done fucking, I'm done. I don't want to look you in the eyes. No.
Speaking of fathers, my mom scared the shit out of me yesterday.
Oh, God.
When she called me and goes, "You're a daddy." And I was like, "Hold the fuck up. What?" I was like, "Rachel's in the other room. What are you talking about?" The dog I'm getting puppies from had puppies yesterday.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So your dog you're getting puppies from had puppies. Oh, okay. I thought it was like grandfather. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, he did. So you're getting that puppy or you're getting one of the babies?
I'm getting one of the babies.
So you're officially a dad. Congratulations.
I'm putting on record, I don't recommend getting a puppy.
I mean, that's cool. I got one. I'll have one.
I'm putting on record, I can't wait to see what you name this dog.
Highly don't recommend somebody that does not have kids, that wants kids, to get a puppy because you will. It's a lot.
What's the puppy's name?
We decided because it's a dachshund that we're going to name it Schnitzel.
Stop it.
So it'll be a wiener schnitzel.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But also, on brand. Being bad, I can say, stop it, you little schnit.
Wow. This has lots of thought has gone into this.
Thought of it all.
Yes. I'm very excited when you name an actual child one day to see how this goes.
It's a black, gray, and white dapple Dachshund. It's a little miniature.
Little dick.
So cute.
Yeah, it's.
I would have named it Richard.
What'd you pay for this?
Really cheap, actually. It's gonna be $500.
Whoa, fuck! Shit's weird down south, bro.
But that's because like the person who we're getting it from like babysat me growing up, so she's not charging me full price.
Mm. Adopt, don't shop, Alan.
When we first started looking, I talked to someone who had two. One was a black and tan, and the other was a chocolate. The black and tan was $950. The chocolate was $1,400. And I was like, cool, get the fuck out of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Like colors, different colors and more money.
Like, says it all in 2022.
Normally I'd adopt and I wouldn't do anything, but like because of Malvolio and how much of a bitch she is, we need to make sure that, like, we have a puppy.
I still can't believe that that's the name. Go ahead.
You can't.
A puppy that'll, like,
his name is Dog Schnitzel. You can't believe he's got a Malvolio.
I mean, I guess. It tracks. It tracks.
He needs to be the boss. So, like, we need to get one that is going to be small enough that she can still feel like she's in charge of.
Alan,
it's a girl, so like
when you have a baby and you don't care about your dog, and like a week after that, you promise me you will buy me. What can you buy me? What do I need?
Give her the dog.
I don't want the dog. Dennis got a free French bulldog, and I didn't want it. That's how how fucked up kids fuck you up.
Yeah, I know. Literally, I had to give Mia to Corey because it was like, I can't take care of three kids by myself and a dog and then be on my weekends off, make sure I'm home every night to take care. Like, I just can't do it. One more huge responsibility that I do on my own. So
one of the guys Denny's works with breeds French bulldogs. And got puppies and goes, listen, we know Beetlejuice is old and we want Cecily to grow up with a puppy. So we're going to give you this French bulldog, which costs $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 up for free. Come over, come look at the puppies. I couldn't say no. I looked at the puppies.
But I said no, leaving.
But I left it without a puppy, which says a lot about how hard.
Shocking.
Because, I mean, me with animals. I brought home a cat from Puerto Rico. Like, I'm a psychopath.
We know you're a psychopath. But no, see, that's, when I have a kid, I'm not going to buy you a fucking thing because I just had a kid. I'm a freelancer. I ain't got no health insurance.
Fuck a duck. All right,
I can't wait for Rachel to become a teacher so we can actually, you know, maybe fucking afford to get sick once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say you're going to be really rolling in dough, but no, you'll be rolling in the health benefits. That's true. That's worth it alone. Yep. My mom kept her job as a teacher for like 30 years just to give my dad health insurance, which is the saddest thing ever. So,
Well, I pay the health insurance, so LOL.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Kind brings fucking nothing to the table.
I wish I was joking.
Like, the bare minimum is health insurance. Like, how does he have, does he have his own health insurance? You don't even know. Don't know, don't care.
Don't care.
I mean, you know, I guess when I'm timing it.
It's amazing. Oh, it's the puns for me.
It's amazing. Oh boy. All right, let's talk about funner things. Let's talk about titties. Let's talk about what we're actually talking about this episode, titties. Titties. So we have kind of a new thing for you guys today. We went on a beauty adventure, a beauty hunt, if you will.
It was a good time.
Tracy and I went to Farkas Plastic Surgery and Spa, and we recorded the whole thing for you guys, our whole experience from literally beginning to end, because I thought it'd be interesting for you guys to get an inside look on...
Other than just seeing what they look like what it's like with the doctor behind the scenes.
Yeah. And we also both did laser hair removal.
Mm-hmm. This was my fourth session. This was Jess's first.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. You'll hear everything. Yeah. You'll hear everything.
You'll hear the difference between my session and Jess's session, I feel.
We taped it for you and we're going to play it on the show so you guys can hear everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... Where's Farkas? In Englewood?
It's Englewood.
Englewood, New Jersey.
Yeah, not quite Englewood Cliffs. Englewood. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. I have to say, when I got there, I was like...
Well, first of all, the office is clean and pristine. It's fucking gorgeous.
There's nothing
it's
like
beautiful.
This office. It looks like no one's been in there.
Ever.
It's untouched.
It's beautiful.
Like, there's not a speck of fucking dust on anything.
It's beautiful. And then the people who work there are beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you just go in and you just feel like you've gone into an elite second world of, like, hierarchy of beauty and what people are supposed to look like.
For sure.
Even the doctor. The doctor's gorgeous. It's annoying.
Oh, my God. He's handsome. Beautiful. Yeah. He's beautiful.
And it's just like, we get it. Like, and nice. And he hasn't even gotten anything done. Like, you know these doctors who are doing everything on their own? Like, he's just, like, really just that good looking. And all his staff, the girls are beautiful. And... everyone's so cool and like chill, and because they're all so pretty you would think they'd all be so stuck up, you know what I mean, like they're not, everyone's like just very like
it's very welcoming
for how clean, and it looks like you're not supposed to touch anything. It's very welcoming.
So Tracy was getting her, so she just had her
6-week consult.
What did you just have done again? You had a breast lift and a breast implant.
Yes.
And you were going for a follow-up to get the tape removed from your titties.
Yeah, so basically he didn't do like the full-blown stitches around the anchor that I have. The anchor is around the nipple, down the middle, and under the breast. So that's what I got done. But he didn't give me full-blown stitches so that like there's a crazy scar. So he had them all taped together. So I had to wait 6 weeks in order to take the tape off so that it was fully healed and put together, so my implant didn't just fall out on the floor when he took the tape off naturally.
Now, I'm in the room. Tracy's, you know,
butt naked, per usual.
Pretty much naked. And she's fine with it. And Dr. Farkas comes in. And let's hear what he had to say about Tracy's titties. Ready, Alan?
Okay, guys. So I'm watching in real time Tracy get the tape off her nipples.
Side note, I was so scared. So scared. Yeah,
she was so annoying.
I was like, I don't know.
I have a fear my titties falling off.
Yeah, I just had a feeling like he was going to pull the tape off and my nipple was going to come with it. I had this like irrational fear that like it wasn't ready to come off. I don't know. Or that like it was going to hurt when you peeled it off.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
She's freaking out. Don't look.
I don't know why. This is scarier than they get.
They look
so good.
They look good. All right, she's peeling back the tape, nasty, homely tape, to a clean, beautiful nip. Look at that tiny nipple. What an
asshole.
Look at that. so
tiny nipple.
This is actually the nurse, right? Taking this
yes.
off.
Yes. Angie, she came and did the tape removal.
That's right. That's right. Okay, here we go.
Dream. Really, like, is amazing staring at your boobs that... There's...
I don't
know. I'm scared. No, she... Ignore her.
It's like ripping off a Band-Aid. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna...
It is, but she's being so gentle.
No, she's the best.
Slow, slow, slow. Oh, the under boobs gonna suck. So the tape goes from her, like, nipples down and then around under her boob.
Like an anchor.
Like an anchor. They told you that, right? Because yes. That's too good for you. okay. Almost done, Trey?
Yeah.
Almost done. That one's peeling right off. Oh.
I like am re-feeling what I felt in that moment. So
it's
weird.
Unbelievable.
I'm sweating. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like, look, my hands are glistening. I'm sweating. I don't know why. Like, more than, like, the actual surgery. I'm like, this is, like, my worst fear of, like, getting it taken off.
Amazing. How do you feel right now?
I'm happy it's gone. I was so nervous about, like, not touching the tape for so long.
Mm-hmm.
5 weeks is a long time.
It's a long time. It's a long time. It's like when you have crutches, you're not supposed to get your leg, like, wet, right? When
yeah.
it's in, like, what do you call that, a cast?
It's like the anxiety of waiting for it to
yes.
just be done, yeah. And, like, I can't go in the pool, and you're not allowed to, like, soak it in the bath.
Wait till you see them. They look, like, amazing. I don't even understand how... How do I have
sweating.
A bigger C-section scar?
I'm like, actually... Glistening.
Ew.
Yeah, I like.
The nerves were real.
She's going
and
to the second
the
titty.
So good.
Second titty slowly coming undone.
This is truly step by step, huh? Intense.
There we go. All done. You're free.
Love you. Breathe. You're good. I didn't breathe.
So that was taken off the tape. Easy peasy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing makes me feel more uncomfortable than hearing Jessica being like, oh, it's coming off so smooth.
This tape was so fucking gross, too. It was like had been showered in and sweat in. That shit was nasty, but I couldn't take it off myself, so I could not
oh
wait for
God.
It to come off. It was so
I'm already
ugly.
Queasy. Stop.
It's gross. Like, surgery in general is so fucking gross.
And, you know, we can't talk about titties without talking about Tracy's nipple color.
Nipples are, like, so light.
For everyone at home wondering, Tracy's nipple color has it's not so changed. It is safe to say that they are a baby doll pink. Yeah. They are not, dark Italian nipples like mine.
I can't.
So that is one thing if you're worried about nipple color change, it apparently doesn't happen.
We thought that they would be darker.
Yeah, I definitely
we
did.
Felt like blood circles.
Yeah.
Or
they look really good.
I'm looking
yeah.
at a picture of them right now so I could see because
I
feel
like
I'm
like,
so
used to
that color.
You know, they're moving the skin around, like maybe the color changed. I don't know, but they, you know, they were, when she freed them, they were still very light.
Yeah, they're really...
Thank you for showing me again, Tracy. Yes, I've seen this girl's titties more than I've seen my own at this point.
Yeah, they are really light. You're right.
Now,
it's weird.
Another question this you might be asking. Oh, yes, Alan?
This is why I can't tell people about this show and this side of my work.
Seriously?
I literally had a meeting this morning where I talked about like the fact that I did podcasts. And I was like, but I can't tell you about them because they're not very professional.
That's such a nice way of calling us. Unprofessional or inappropriate.
What did Grandma Rose call us?
I don't remember.
Whores?
Yeah, essentially.
H-E-A-U, if you will.
Whoers.
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 So this part bugged me out because Tracy wanted to put her nipple ring back in
yeah.
to her fake titties. So here, listen in on this.
Did she bring the screwdriver?
No, I brought an actual nipple ring, but I was close to that. I would have done it myself if I had to. Again.
So, Tracy, I know you want to put the nipple ring back in. My question is, why?
Because I love it.
You have these incredible...
The hole's there regardless. You can see the hole. I mean, I can take it in and out, like, daily.
Oh.
It comes out faster. It, like,
I can't even get my own earrings out daily and taking your nipple ring out.
I literally, like, don't even feel it. Right now I do because they are really sensitive. That was, like, my biggest worry was that I kept telling you, I'm like, I'm so scared I'm going to lose nipple sensation.
Yeah. Can I flick
Sammy, on? You literally can touch.
Can I flick them?
Only Jess. No normal human asks that. I just I'm so used to it, I just ignore her.
You don't even respond.
I don't even respond.
I don't ask again. It's like it never happened.
Touch it and it's like so.
But I have a question.
Sammy has no feeling.
I don't see a nipple ring hole.
On either side.
It's a huge hole right there on either side.
Interesting. So the ring's definitely going back in.
Yeah.
Angie, how do you feel about the nipple?
Angie, how do you feel about the ring? So I asked the fucking nurse who wanted to talk about professional, is actually professional.
She's so professional.
She was not having any of this conversation.
Any of it.
She was like, buzz off.
Nipple ring. Are you team nipple ring? I'm team no nipple ring.
Team whatever it's Tracy.
Wow.
What a fucking hero.
Great answer. I've never said that in my life about Tracy.
<That's>
if you're to Buster Balls. I mean, Angie, get in on this. She's like, nope.
Nope, no comment. Whatever Tracy wants.
Whatever Tracy wants. I was like,
that's all I asked for. That's why I chose this place.
I was like,
fucking amazing. Whatever Tracy wants.
Whatever Tracy wants. But
it's pretty much how I make my life decisions in this world. Whoever tells me that.
Tracy, spoiler alert, did put the nipple ring in.
Spoiler alert, she still have it in right now.
She's got that shit in. All right. So then, you know, after the nurse took care of that, the doctor came in to see how everything was looking. And Dr. Farkas came in. So let's hear what he had to say. And let's hear the important questions about recovery that Tracy asked, because there's so many important things, you know. And let's hear the most important thing with the doc.
So let's say you can go into a pool, you can go into, you know, you can go on the beach, everything is totally fine from that.
And then just keep them out of the sun, like the scars.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, and yeah, I would recommend that because it's summertime, you probably want to start the scar massage, right, with the scar cream.
What's a scar massage? You massage your own titties?
Yeah, you have to like make the stimulus of the blood flow back to the scars.
Holy shit. So are you just at night just rubbing your tits?
Well, I would preferably like somebody else to be doing that for me.
Oh my God. Okay. Carry on. Okay.
Right? And so we'll do like a 2-3.
Okay.
So it has silicone SPF in it. And you want to put it on all the scars twice a day for a year.
Okay.
To get you the best positive scars so you can't ever see them. Because right now, your scars are the weakest they'll ever be.
Right.
Right. So, like, jumping jacks, don't, like, just throw your little. All right. Don't, no bouncing. Like,
serious question. When can I, like, have sex without worrying, like, not even hurt myself?
Not, like, a whole bunch of bouncing is going to be bad for the scars.
Did anyone get a visual? A whole bunch of bouncing. I literally got a visual of Tracy just, like a jackrabbit, just bouncing up and down.
It's a serious, legitimate question that one should be worried about.
Like, he knows you well enough to not just say, like, well, you really shouldn't be having sex, but, like, no bouncing.
He knows me well enough to be like, she's not boring.
Like, you're not going to
she's
bounce
She's definitely
out.
Not boring.
You can have sex.
Old white
people. We're just doing, well, okay, either whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, you got to wait 2 more weeks because it's the same as everything else. You know what
okay,
I mean?
So, or, like, 2 months.
But if you wear support, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, right, 6 to 8 weeks because otherwise the scars right now, they're the weakest scar. And so the more bouncing you do, right, the more stress you're going to put on the scars, but the more stress.
Mm-hmm.
I get that question all the time. It's not just from you.
See?
I'm sure it's just from Tracy. You don't have to make her feel better.
No, that's fine. It's from Tracy. The old white people's sex part was just from you. I just ignored that part because that is just not something to add.
Professional.
Professional is what I'm saying. Even when I test their professionalism and be like, oh, so only have old white people sex, got it, he still ignores the question.
Yeah.
Continues to be professional.
Yeah.
And then will low-key make a joke about it later that he does not support it.
So right, but okay, otherwise, you don't have any questions about anything, you good?
No, I think everything's fine. You can put this in for me or I do that, or
if you want, I can do it.
I brought it because I wasn't sure if you wanted me to not do it. I got it through. Okay.
Unless you want me to do it.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to check it was okay to do. Okay.
Totally fine. Okay. It's so far from the implant.
Okay.
So you can don't worry about your.
So I thought that was interesting. So he said the nipple ring, like, because this is what Tracy was talking about, putting the nipple ring
in. I didn't know how
it's fast so far
I was
from the
allowed
implant.
To, yeah.
Which I find that, like,
well, because
it's crazy.
That's, I chose to get it done under the muscle. So he had to cut my muscle. So it is a more painful recovery. But when you get the implant in front of the muscle, it allows, it's open for, you know, damage more because there's nothing protecting it. It is closer to the front of the thing. It does look more fake, which I didn't want also because I already knew that they were going to look fake enough as it was. So behind the muscle, he said, would look not only more natural, but more protective of the actual implant. Also, that's why I got saline. That's why I got silicone instead of saline, because saline, one puncture and your thing deflates.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, like one bad puncture. Like if you get, God forbid, you get in a car accident and it damages your implant, like the saline implant is just a bag of water, salt water. That's saline. Silicone is like a thick, consistent gummy bear material, which is harder. It can rip, but it won't drip out and make you sick. Like, so that's why I chose silicone. Sammy, I know, has saline. That was done 15 years ago, though, maybe longer. So,
she said she has no nipple sensation, by
the
way.
She has, hers are, she said, very, are like numb, which I was like terrified of. That's why I knew about that because of her.
Wow.
But yeah, so that's why I was like, oh my God, I don't want to put the nipple ring in. Also, because I had just had the nipple removed and I was like, is it even like okay and safe to like put a foreign object like in and not like get it infected or whatever? So I waited till him. But just so you know, guys, it is Tuesday today. I officially waited the full eight weeks to have any type of bouncing done.
So, we know that's a lie. You already talked about that you had sex like a week
after.
I had
sex. I was very careful. And it was with somebody trusted that I knew was going to be super gentle with me.
So you officially bounced is the announcement.
No, I still haven't.
No, you haven't.
No, I've waited to the full 2 months because I was scared. And the only sex I did have was like super, like very chill, like old white people sex.
Oh, we had to be so careful.
So
my
careful.
Titties.
So
I'm sorry.
These
old things.
Yeah, I was.
At least she knows with the silicone that like if anything like happens with Scream or something, it'll be like the beginning of Scary Movie where he just stabs the implant.
Exactly. And it comes out on the knife. Exactly.
Glad you're staying safe out there.
Thank you, in these streets.
So yeah, so that was a very cool experience for me to see kind of the whole process and you know, just how comfortable the doctor made everybody in that room. It's just,
I feel like there's really good doctors out there, right? But then like their bedside manner is shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would I want to go to this person? One, they make me feel really uncomfortable. Two, they make me feel like I don't know what I'm talking about, or they talk to you like you're stupid. I
have
just
such a good example. When I was like figuring out my stuff with, yeah, exactly. When I was figuring out my stuff about diabetes, I went to a doctor and he was asking through the questions. He was like, well, do you work out? And then he looked at me and he said, well, I can tell you don't. And I thought, motherfucker, like, bitch, I'm about to throw.
That's so fucking rude.
My fucking feet are numb. I'm going to kick your ass with them.
Let's leave him a nasty Yelp review. Fuck that guy. What's his name?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, so we're not
slandering.
Because
he's been our family doctor for like 20 years.
He's your family doctor?
Oh, my God.
I am. You had 20 years of abuse from that
20
guy.
20 years and he still doesn't know you don't work out? Shit, he needs to pay closer attention.
What a jerk. Yeah. Okay, let's go to commercial break.
Oh, anyway, the end of that was Farkas is extremely... Yeah, he's the tits. He's extremely professional. He makes you feel great about yourself. He doesn't make you feel stupid when you ask questions. He literally, anything that you want, he's going to give you. He's not like, well, I really want a great before and after, so I think we should do this. He's like, whatever you want for yourself is what we're going to do for you, however we're going to make you feel comfortable. I think that was my biggest of why I liked him. And like even right before the surgery I was freaking out because like I was like, I'm really nervous that I'm gonna like go under and feel everything. I have like this irrational fear after watching this movie that I was gonna be awake for surgery. And so he was like, you're about to get your boobs on, you're about to be the hottest you've ever been, like be happy when you wake up, you're gonna be hot, like don't fucking stress. And I'm like, okay. He like got me so amped for it. I was like, let's go right now. Like he's just so cool and he makes you feel so like good about yourself regardless of what you get done or what you don't. And like he's just, it's, guys, it's a safe bet is go to him. You'll never regret it.
You know, I tell everybody this, even when it comes to like fillers and Botox, like it's your face and all these elected like things that you, surgeries that you really don't need to have. Mm-hmm. Like this is not
cosmetic
the place
shit
to cut cost.
No.
It's just not. You can't Groupon your titties. Like you can't, you know, you could fly, you could leave the country and fly to another doctor, but like what kind of aftercare are you getting? I just think when it comes down to it, if you really want, you know, your boobs done, like work hard, save your money, like save your money and go to somebody that you can trust.
Also,
and that
Dr. Farkas is relatively affordable for how much some of these doctors are fucking charging.
Yeah.
So, and not just for boobs, like for everything.
And
like,
by the way, I think
the prices I've heard from them are like pretty insane. I was like, pretty affordable.
A lot of these places do,
you can pay, what is it called when you pay like
like finance?
Yeah, you can finance your titties. Yeah. Yeah. So like if you, like I said, I'd rather you finance your titties, like, then you go to some shady doctor and your tits are
it's
butchered.
Like, oh, but they were one third of the price, but like here are my scars that I looked like I was packed up in a factory.
Or like
somewhere.
You know, something bad could happen. It's still surgery, it's still dangerous. You know, you want to go to somebody that you trust. And that's a really big part of this too.
Yeah.
You know, and I like I said, I tell everyone for this, you know, even when it comes to your face, like this is not the place. It's your face.
Yeah.
It's your body. It's your, you know, like this is not the place to cut costs. Like you wanna buy a fake Gucci. That ain't hurting nobody. This is
you have to walk around with your face for the rest of your life and your body.
I'm not gonna lie. All I can think of right now is that ever since you said you could finance it, is like missing a payment and them being like, "All right,
gotta get them out." I had to take that one tip back. You didn't pay it off yet.
One tip. And I have to say, I've never ever wanted my boobs done. It's like out of all the plastic surgery, the last thing I've ever wanted, but.
Now that every time I see her, I flash her.
The thought of you not having to wear a bra ever again is fucking unbelievable.
Yeah. I literally, like, when I go out, I haven't worn a bra. Oh, so I can't wear underwire for the first, like, 2 to 3 months.
Bless.
So I've literally been wearing shirts that are, like, tight and supportive, but, like, not with need of a bra. And then I live in these, like, sports bras that I'm in. 24 hours, I don't take them off. Like, I wear it all day, then I switch the bra the next day, and I wear them all day again. Like, I do not take them off because he told me, get the max support, hold them as tight as you can while the stitches are healing, which I am, or while the incisions are healing, I guess. But I think I'm just going to live in these bras for the rest of my life because they're so fucking comfortable.
Or
like,
no
I don't
bra.
Even want
or no
underwires. Like, I don't want them.
What a life changer. All right. We're going to go to commercial, and when we get back... We're getting laser hair removal live with you guys.
Yep.
So if it's ever something you are interested in, which you should be interested in, because I think it's more life-changing than the titties.
It is.
I really feel strongly about this, and you're going to hear why after commercial. Laser with Tamar.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Try to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
What's your summer fantasy? A whirlwind romance in Italy? Getting wet dancing in a warm rainstorm, or getting wet? Or maybe an unexpected summer fling? No matter how you want to get steamy this season, Dipsy has a sexy story for you to indulge in all of your fantasies. What's Dipsy? So Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters. So no matter what you're into or what turned you on, they've got you. Find stories about, you know, your intriguing coworker or hooking up with, you know, somebody maybe at the grocery store. Wow, a bag boy. How about that, baddies? New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. Dipsy also now has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they also offer written stories. Dipsy is your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, or heat things up with a partner, which is real because a baddie told me she got pregnant this way. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/badexamples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/bad examples. Only one place, baddies. My sexy voice is not great. dipseastories.com/bad examples.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Bravo Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it. Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Okay, we're back, baddies. We are getting lasered live with you. This was an interesting...
Yeah.
I'm very proud of myself for this. And let's listen in and let's start to hear why. Shall we?
Yeah.
All right, guys. So I'm here in the nude.
Fully naked.
Guys.
This is not Justice Forte.
Let me explain this to you. Not only... She's like, okay, get naked. I'm like, okay, you have a towel? She hands me... A hand towel. It's like 2x2. It's something that wouldn't even dry your whole face. This is what she hands me, a towel. And like, you know how like, I don't know, like you, like some people like leave the room so you could like get prepared. No. Like there's no reason for that. Like it's just not.
Because you're going to be laying there naked anyway.
Yeah, laying naked. Matter. So I'm just like, oh, okay. Butt naked. Walking over to the
this
table.
This is just so anti-Jess.
Tracy
so
knocks
shocked.
On the door. I'm like, don't come in.
I was like, oh, do you need anything? Are you good? Like, do you need to get you said, don't come in here. And I was like, okay.
Okay. So butt naked, okay, as you're listening to this, if you'd like to visualize that horror show.
And you know I'm so weird. And I'm getting lasered with Tamar. And we're starting at my armpits. And Tamar is so awesome. I was telling her, like, I was really hoping that she was a big obese lady. Like, you know when you get some a Brazilian wax and you're just like, I really want this person to be gross, because then they're like, oh, you're gross, I'm gross, we're all gross. But of course, Tamar is so cute and blonde and bubbly, but she's amazing so far. So I just want to ask Tamar a few questions. So she's starting on my armpits. This is amazing. This is the feeling right now?
This is it.
Oh my God, it's nothing. Are you, what?
That's it.
That was sick. You guys just heard my one armpit get lasered.
Nothing. Oh no God. Pain with her.
This is crazy. Yeah.
No pain.
I didn't know she had started.
I said that the first time I sat down, I thought she was just applying the gel. Yes. And she was already done. And I was like, she's like, all right, now your other one. And I'm like, so when do you do the other? And she's like, oh, we're done. And I was like, wait, what?
Like, you just heard in real time, like,
no pain.
I didn't even know. I was talking to you guys and I didn't even know.
Yeah. Okay. It's really crazy. It blew my mind the first time. I thought it was going to be real painful.
So it feels like... nothing. Like literally, I cannot believe this. You can see I have ingrowns. Like I put on my legs. She's doing my vagina right now. Like as we're speaking.
I want to die in real time. Right now. It's so weird because I've seen before and afters of her doing lasers on like people who had ingrowns. Like I never suffered with that. So like I was always like it's like truly suffering. It was always smooth for me. So, like, this is just, like, I feel like it's just one step, removed from the process. But to see people who, like, really had, like, horrible, like, bumps and stuff, like, mortifying. It's horrible. And then to have, like, smooth, perfect skin is, like, a fucking dream.
I got to tell everyone at home, like, because right now she's going ham on me.
A little bit.
And my big belly's jiggling. But when you get waxed, like, a Brazilian wax, it's goddamn terrible. Like, this is, I feel it a little more down there. It's a little warmer because it's a sensitive area, but it is absolutely nothing like the pain and horror of getting a wax.
Oh, nowhere near it.
nowhere near it.
So the only thing I felt was when she went like near my butthole, which she'll explain why, but it was a millisecond of a like a little zap.
Yeah, I felt it like when it was like right on the lip.
Yeah.
Like
you kind of jump.
You're like, oh.
Like, it's more of like a surprise because it's so smooth. And, you're but like, oh.
And then it's over so fast.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you jump, like she's already done with it.
It's, again, I cannot get, I've been Brazilian wax. I will never do it again. Whoa, this that's is really, really bad,
right? Like I watched this and I was like, that's no. Waffle. Yeah. Oh. Like they have she one on their.
She showed me a video of like ingrown hairs.
Of this that they posted on their.
Yeah.
On their page.
No, Jesus Christ.
And it's really bad. I feel bad that people have to deal with that. Like I can't even imagine. I mean, like, if I has to be a godsend for them. Like
you know what? I have to tell you now. We'll talk about it a little, but it's crazy. The reason you don't have more ingrown hairs is because when you shave, there's no hair, so there's no resistance. Like it's just unbelievable. It really is. It's crazy.
I have like virtually it's crazy. Nothing. It's like baby okay, blonde hair at this point. It's like nothing.
I can't explain this to you. And if you're someone that is routinely spending that money and that time, like, I don't know. This is life changing to me. And Tamar, how many visits will I need?
Okay, so that is the question everybody asks. So I always say 6 sessions is never enough for one person.
Okay.
But everyone is different. So I always tell clients, just keep going until you are at a place where you are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just wanted to like be able to maintain it. And some people are just like, you know what? Let's just keep going until it's completely gone.
Until it's completely gone.
That's so, me. I want to go on.
I mean, and like, I just think about it in the sense of people that are like literally going to get waxed and to do all that. Like,
if you're
going to
go waxing every month,
the same thing.
And it's so expensive and so painful.
It ends up being a little cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, the prices that I'm hearing for waxing now is actually kind of...
I believe it. Right? It's crazy, right? Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then it's just, I don't know, this is like in a weird way relaxing.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
It's like, it's a spa day for your vagina. In the air?
Yep.
Oh God, guys, my butt cheeks are going up in the air. Oh, that one feels hot.
I'm dead.
Unfortunately. Yeah. The backside always is
going to
feel...
So professional. The backside.
The backside. Not I'm like, your ass,
my butt
not
hole.
Your butt, not your thigh, your backside. Literally, there's not one person who's not professional at this place.
Real-time butthole action.
Because it never sees the day of light.
That makes
sense.
Any
light to it, it's just going to feel like fire.
Fire on your ass.
Yes.
And you guys know my butthole in particular has not seen any light. It's there we don't do any action back there.
I'm dead, as opposed to sabotage that.
Oh my gosh. It's over. The worst part is over.
Like how God. Long was that a total of?
I think you were in there for 15 minutes.
But like that butt part was
five seconds, ten seconds. Yeah.
And I'm it's giggling. Crazy. Like it's not painful. I do not giggle during Brazilians.
No.
Okay. Or no waxing is there giggling. So no, that was, yeah, I think I was in there. Well, here, let's listen. And here's when, I finished my laser.
So Tamar just finished, I mean, all of 20 minutes for my entire body. And it really felt more, if anything, like I would say a full body massage, and it was like super relaxing. And Tamar was just easy to talk to. So awesome.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk to her more because Tracy's up next. I wouldn't let Tracy in the room, as you know, but I am going to 100% harass her during her lasering.
Shocking.
So I just have to tell you, again, who you go to is important because you're vulnerable. Like you're butt naked with a stranger.
Yeah. Not only are you butt naked, your legs are in the air and she's in your asshole. Let's be very clear. She has a gun in your asshole and it's intense and you're, you know, taking hair off with a gel product and a hot tool.
Yep. So, and you could hear her. She just makes you feel, she made me feel comfortable. I don't know. I can't explain it. So, it was awesome. And I did one session so far. One.
Yeah. One session. But didn't it feel like you already don't have like hair growing back
Tracy?
As much?
Tracy?
Like I still haven't shaved in like 2 months.
It's
I haven't shaved.
Insane. And I just want to explain to you guys at home. I am 100% Italian. Okay.
Dark
I come
black
from
hair.
The motherland. My hair is thick all over my entire body. It's been my whole life something that had been not just fucking annoying, but like I feel like I shave and by the afternoon I have a five o'clock shadow on my legs. It's or like I go to a wedding and I shave and in the car, if I get goosebumps, my hair is back and I'm like, what the fuck? My legs, like I was looking in the shower. It's weird. So again, it's the first time they're patchy almost. We're like, because there's almost no hair in some spots.
None.
No hair is growing back. And then there's like a little like
there's
a
like
few.
A tiny patch of like five or six.
But I wasn't expecting this at all. I wasn't expecting to be hairless already at the first laser.
First session, I was like, wow, I have like nothing growing back. It was like a month or so to at least get any growth.
I'm blown away and it's all over my body from my legs to my armpits to my private area.
Brazilian.
My Brazilian. But it is crazy because then when you do shave, my legs are softer than they've ever been.
Because it's like you're running a razor over like clean skin.
Nothing.
So it's like there's nothing there. It's just like a touch up, but it's so soft.
I cannot believe one session the results. I cannot fucking wait
to go
back.
And I'm on session four, so imagine what I feel like. Not them, babies.
You know, because you always like the first thing I Googled when I wanted to do this, I was like, does it work?
Yeah, and how long it takes.
How long does it take? Does it actually work? You know, it's life changing, confidence changing. It's like Denny's mind is blown because he won't even let at night. He's like, get your legs off me because they're like poking him and killing him. He's like, oh my God, what happened? It's like a different person
different,
in
like,
bed.
Butter.
It's crazy. So I'm loving my results so far, but let's listen in on Tracy.
So Tracy's up right now. This girl does not hesitate to just strip down to her sweet nothings, jump in the bed like she sleeps here every night.
Jess was in the room for seconds. I was already naked.
I was like, okay. Didn't ask for a towel. Here we go. Tracy's going to talk about in this clip about how this is her fourth session and she already has pretty much no hair.
So Tracy, starting with her armpits like I did. Tracy, did you shave today?
I haven't shaved in like 3 months.
You haven't shaved in 3 months?
No.
How many sessions are you on right now?
My fourth on the armpit, but my first session, I didn't feel anything. I didn't, I went home and I was like, oh, I'm probably going to have to like, you know, keep shaving. And it like a month and no hair grew back. I was like, and it's like what, 6 to 8 weeks or 5 to 6 weeks? What is it?
4 to 6.
4 to 6 weeks. I came back.
Oh, I'll be back on day one of week four. Hello.
I still legit. Didn't have any hair. So I don't really shave like it's very, there's like patches that like, you know, like you don't get every single piece like right away.
So she's doing Tracy's armpits and I didn't kind of describe this before, but she's using an ultrasound gel, which is crazy. But that's how like this machine glides so easily on your body, you know?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And the timing too. So
fast. I mean,
fast,
it took her 4 minutes to do both armpits.
Yeah.
Like,
four? No. I think
like
seconds.
I was in there,
60 seconds
she's,
for the armpits.
And she's like, all right, let's set up your other one. And I'm just like, wait, you're like, how the fuck are you done so fast? Like, I don't know if it's her or if it's all laser, but it's so quick.
It's so quick. It's, I don't know. I keep telling everyone, like, the people are like, hey, what's going on? How was your day? I'm like, have you ever had laser hair removal? Yeah. They're like, what?
Uh-huh.
Telling everybody, like, you need to do this. They're like, I'm so not good. That hairy. I'm like, well, it changed my fucking life.
Yeah.
So after our procedures, we spoke with Tamar more because I wanted to ask her the questions. Like, if I went on an actual consultation and I wanted to hear what she had to say. So if you're considering laser hair removal, you should listen into this because... And listen, you don't have to do your full body. Maybe you just never want to shave under your armpits again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband wants to do it now.
But you're
going to
want
do...
your full body when you leave after your armpits and you realize you're going to want your full body.
It's crazy because that's what I was going to do to make sure it worked first. I was going to start with the armpits and I'm so glad I didn't. It's crazy. Here, listen in on our interview with Tamar.
Okay, I'm here with Tamar. We're just going to ask her some more questions about lasering for anybody that has been interested in doing it. When somebody books an appointment with you, what can they expect time-wise? So you guys just heard, for me, it was like super quick. Like what's the longest? Let's say somebody goes, I want the works, do my whole body.
literally head to toe, like stomach, arms, back, butt.
Back. I didn't even think of the back.
It would take about 45 minutes to an hour at most. And that's if, you know, we stop, we take a break. Mm-hmm. If we literally just go straight through, it's half hour to 45.
It's so crazy. I just can't believe this exists and, like, not everybody's running to line up at the door to do it. It's crazy. Have you done anybody, like, any friends or family?
Oh, yeah.
You everyone. Do? Really?
Everyone. They're all obsessed. You know what's crazy? Because at first, everyone's, like, so shy because they're like, oh, my God, I don't want you to see. And now they're just automatically.
That's like me.
And I'm like.
I jump in bed.
Well. You know, just. And, you know, it's. Honestly, it's. Some people are just like, I'm more comfortable coming to you. And then some people. It just takes, you know, a little bit of talking to. But once they. Start seeing the results. It's all about the results at the end of the day. Yes. So, and they're awesome. So why not?
Now you were lasered yourself?
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
Literally.
Can I see your arms?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're like a baby's bottom.
This is my arms unlasered.
These are the silkiest, smoothest. And you swear that you're hairy like me?
I literally have like
three. Like butter. This is not lasered. My arms have like no hair.
This is your arms?
Yeah. This is just regular.
I hate you.
Three strands of hair, and that's like me blonde. On a hairy day. But like I used to be. I'm Armenian.
Did you used to shave your arms or no?
I used to wax them. Like religiously.
You are lying to me.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm shook right now. Yeah. Silky, smooth arms. Meanwhile, I'm an actual gorilla.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I mean, my knees is probably the only place.
Your legs are amazing.
And it's like turned blonde, I think. I see it in like the sun.
I don't see one hair on your entire body.
Yeah, in the sun I'll like see like strays and I'm like, damn.
If you see a stray, do you go over it at work when you get to work? You're just
no,
like,
I literally bring tweezers at the beach.
Imagine having no hair on your body that you could see one hair and you just tweeze it off your body.
Yeah, that's insane. I can't wait till I'm there.
What?
And that's it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really like you are the perfect like model for this. You got to feel her arms. They're like silk.
Nothing.
What advice do you give people like, okay, so they're coming in to see you. You told me to shave.
Definitely shave. Exfoliate and no moisturizing for that day before and after. Just because you don't want to irritate the pores and things like that. And just let it air out, loose clothing, and at least for...
So this part I thought was super interesting because when you're thinking you're getting laser hair removal, my first thought was I had to come super hairy.
Like waxing. I thought the same.
Yes, exactly.
I thought the same.
Exactly. So she was like, no, shave before you get here. I'm like, oh God, thank God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't have been able to let it grow.
Come full body hairy.
I wouldn't have been able to do that. I thought it was like she was going to laser and it was going to fall off as she did it. I don't know what I thought. Like,
crazy.
Irritate the pores and things like that and just let it air out, loose clothing, and at least for 24 hours, no exercising, and that's it.
It's crazy.
I know that she did tell me, like, it's better when you're pale. When you're tan, it does burn more and it's like you're burning your skin. So this last, I am tan all year round. So like she does it on me regardless, but I'm not like summer sun, fresh, crispy tan. So I had laid out like 5 days before I went to see her at the pool, my pool in the backyard. And I didn't realize I got any color. But then when I went, I definitely felt the burn that people talk about way more than I had in all my past sessions because I was like, oh my God, I guess I did get color because I like really feel like I felt her like doing, especially on my Brazilian. I was just like, oh my God, like this is like hot.
Hot. Yeah. That's
real hot. Yeah. It felt like it was like burning a little. So she was like, let's just wait, which isn't going to get any better because I'm like dark all summer and I'm just going to get darker and more brown. But whatever, like I'll have to wait till like maybe September to start again. But I've now had 4 sessions under my belt, so I felt like that was like a good.
You feel like good,
yeah,
yeah. You went in it with 3, and you were hairless.
Yeah,
normal life. Yep. Go back to work, just a little less hairy.
That's it. Literally,
that's amazing.
Life easier.
So she was saying like there's no downtime afterwards. Like you just go back living your life.
And you told me before, like, six sessions, the minimum. Yeah. But, like, it depends person to person, right?
Exactly. So, again, like, it depends on what you want and, like, how much hair you're trying to get rid of. And, mm-hmm. you know, some people just really just wanted to, like, take care of it lesser. And some people are just like, let's just get rid of it all. So, that's whatever you want.
Do you ever have people that come in and they're like, I'm just going to do my armpits. And then they come back and they're like, yeah, I'm doing it all.
Oh, yeah. They always
that's what you did?
Yeah, they just want to test the spot. And then they're like, oh, okay, you know what? It worked.
It worked. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do my arms. I wish I did my arms.
Yeah, do that next.
I didn't think it, like, my arms are so hairy. I just didn't think it would work. Like, yeah, I just
you've
didn't.
You've never shaved your arms?
No.
Why?
Fuck no, because I'm scared for it to grow back like spikes, like my spiky
that
legs.
That doesn't happen. Your
no,
hair,
it
your...
does. I'm a spiky. I'm like a dinosaur spikes.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like that in my
and
life.
And how far out, if I want to book an appointment with you, do I have to, like, how much in advance?
So right now I'm booked out till July. So.
Oh my God, a true queen, so a true hairless queen.
To, yeah, if you need to make an appointment, I'd do it ASAP if you want to come in for September.
Guys, I can't recommend her. I just like, you know me, I'm so weird. I'm so awkward. Like, she made me feel so comfortable, like butt in the air, zapping my butt. Like, it was cool. It was fine. So highly
we're
recommend.
We're gonna be best friends real quick. I know. I mean, we have to be at that point.
I know.
I love Tamar and I want to be her best friend, but
she's
I
the best.
Don't know if I want my best friend having a visual of my butthole, but it's fine.
I know, it's so true. It's like once you've seen something, like, you're literally closer than most people to me.
I mean, come on.
I won't even pee in front of Tracy, so.
Yeah, right?
She even tries to sing when we're in the bathroom. Doesn't work.
Yeah, no. The sink thing, turn it on. And
oh, yeah. Every trick. And I'm like, okay, get out. okay, so. All right, this is awesome. Thank you so much for today.
Thanks for coming.
What a, like, just amazing thing that you do.
Oh, thank you.
Magic tricks. Legit, you should make that your Instagram handle. Oh, Magic tricks by Tamar.
All right, so, like, you guys know, of all the beauty things in this planet, like, Botox is amazing. Botox is amazing. Fuck filler.
No, I don't do filler.
Botox is the greatest thing ever. It's just a miracle. I believe in Botox and I believe in laser hair removal. Those are my beliefs, my values.
Yeah. Those are the hierarchy of the beauty industry.
You know what? There's just some things that haven't been perfected.
These two have.
They're perfected.
These two have. I don't filler in your cheek and your chin and your jaw. That all really freaks me out. I just feel like it's got to go somewhere at some point, like droop. It makes me nervous, but filler. But Botox, like, I live on Botox and, like, I love getting my lips done. But, like, I would be terrified, literally, to put something, like, into my cheeks or my chin or my jawline.
There's just some things I think, you know, they're still perfecting. They're still coming out with different, like, brands of mm-hmm. fillers and you know, different things for different areas of the face. And I just, you know, even the lips, there's so much more I think we're going to see with that. But, like, Botox is Botox. Botox paralyzes your facial muscles. You don't get wrinkles.
Literally tells you what it is. We're going to paralyze you today.
This process, I don't know how it could get better. I really don't.
We're going to kill off all the hair follicles so you're smooth. I mean, was there anything more beautiful
I'm
in this world?
I'm trying to tell you guys, there's no one on this planet should have to buy razors ever
again. Let's take those people out. No razors.
You know what doesn't have inflation? Laser hair removal. You know what does? Razors.
Razors.
And before we end this episode, because it was a really fun beauty adventure with Trey and Jay, I asked Tamar, what's, like, the craziest?
There's always a horror story. You can't leave on a good note. This is bad examples. We need to leave scaring the shit out of you just once more.
Because I was like, she's so sweet. It couldn't have all been rainbows and butterflies for her, or could it?
Totally. Yeah, in your journey, in your years and years of doing this, like, what is the weirdest thing that you've seen or that's happened to you?
I'm scared. Oh, God. So when I first started in, like, the beauty industry, I was waxing somebody, and she asked me to use the restroom before she came in. And, of course, I was like, yeah, you know, and normally women clean themselves before coming. So, of course, I didn't think anything of it. She came back and starts undressing, and I'm getting this ratchet smell. And I'm, like, trying to give her this benefit of the doubt. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, maybe she's got really bad toe fungus. I don't know. I'm just, like, really just not thinking that it's that. And so I have her go in a butterfly position, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, I like, tears were coming down my face. Like, it was that bad.
It was literally fresh. And
wait, you can see like it? Remnants?
It was just, I didn't see it yet. Fresh. Then I have her
future shit.
Fresh shit. Alan, please give me that mortifying clip from my soundboard, please.
Fresh shit.
Over.
I gotta rewind it, I'm sorry.
Like tears were coming down my face. Like, it was that bad. It was literally fresh. And
wait, you can see like shit? Remnants?
It was just, I didn't see it yet. Fresh. Then I have her flip over.
I couldn't believe it.
Spread it.
I truly couldn't believe it.
I was about to throw up. It was fucking smeared everywhere.
Oh my God. Not smeared. It's the wording for me, smeared.
She thought this was like her.
She didn't feel that?
Well, she thought I was going to wipe her butt for her. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just, and you know, you'd be surprised if women come in with dingleberries and like it comes off with the wax.
Bro, I come into on another level.
Can you explain to me?
Let me tell you what I'm never going to do.
Has a dingleberry?
I can't even talk Tracy, about it. I really can't. I'm Tracy, like not okay with it. No.
How does a woman of the female race,
first of all, I don't even like the word
dingleberry.
It's not okay because I literally can picture it. There's some words that you just say and instantly you get a visual. That's one of them. And I don't like it. It's mortifying. Then to think like, I can't. And I've wiped a lot of asses in my day. I have three fucking
this
kids.
That's what I'm saying.
And never have I ever experienced something so ratchet in my life.
And like, think about when I go anywhere, like, I'm taking, like, especially someone that's going to wax me or whatever, like...
Bring baby wipes, people.
I would have kicked somebody out.
No. It literally smeared everywhere. I quit that day.
Same.
Because I was like, quit. I do not get paid enough for this. And she tipped me $3. I was like, no. No.
I didn't even know just, women can get...
Just like... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... It gets stuck in the hair.
Oh.
That's the problem. I don't have hair.
Yeah.
Come on, never what woman, have, never but will. What woman has that hairy of an ass to have dingleberries?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Maybe you have a little hair in your butt.
I don't get it.
Hairy enough to have a dingle, like a man hair?
Yep.
You know what? When you said to me, I've seen it all, you were not lying.
No.
You were not lying.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, we couldn't end this episode without a shit story.
Thanks, Alan.
Without a shit story.
It's fucking nasty. I would literally be traumatized. I don't think I'd ever come back. But this is why I'm a, like, I do hair and makeup on, like, I won't touch feet. I won't touch shit. Right. I won't touch your ass. I'm not doing any of that because, like, I picked my beauty industry strategically around not doing that.
People are fucking so disgusting and so rude.
I even avoided pedicures in beauty school.
Smeared.
For a second, I was like, what are you doing hair with someone's asshole? Are you like braiding the asshole there?
Ew, no, I literally will not do anything.
Can I get like a fringe braid? Maybe something a little up,
stop.
But also
I'm
a
like
little
literally
down.
Cringing.
Dingleberry, I can't. So, Trey and Jay, another day, another beauty adventure. I hope you guys like coming along this time. I don't know. I just wanted to record it. I thought it'd be interesting just to hear these processes and like, you know, sometimes we don't take time for ourselves and we put it off and we think it's going to be like this big process and it's just really not. It was just a really quick, fun, easy day.
Yeah, it was
and,
fun.
And thank you to Tamar and to Dr. Farkas.
And
you guys are real pros and real professionals, the keyword here today.
Yeah. Elevate Agency for connecting us with Dr. Farkas and his spa. You guys follow him on Instagram at Farkas, FARKAS, Plastic Surgery and Spa on Instagram. And then Tamar's is Beauty by Tamar. So nice and easy. Follow them both, TAMAR. And I hope you guys go to them, check them out, go check out some of their services. They do free consultations for surgeries. So if there's something that you're looking to get, I would definitely go meet with him. It will definitely change your opinion of who you choose, and you'll definitely want to work with him.
Yeah, and if you want laser, you don't even need
and
a consult.
Don't just say consult, you listen to this walk episode. In, you came to Bad Examples. Tell them that you heard about it here, and go check them out. It will change your life. We promise.
It's crazy. I cannot wait for my next session. It's in like a week or so.
Yeah, they also do like cryotherapy. They do, I think they do lymphatic massages, drainage, all of that, which is great for removal of like a buildup of bloating and everything. Guys, check them out. They do everything there. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough good things about the
And if you like this
establishment,
if you like this episode, this beauty adventure, let us know. Hit us up on social and we'll do more of this. We'll do more on the scene. You know, me with a little microphone putting in people's faces.
Yeah. And if Not you weird. Have a beauty, if you run a beauty place or do any type of beauty treatments of any kind, hit us up that you want us to come there.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
We'll try to work it out where we come to you guys and add you into an episode. So, you know, if you guys run a spa or a treatment center or a clinic or anything like that, let us know.
Yeah, we're looking to do out of the box fun stuff
that we can take you along with us.
Yeah.
That, we'll definitely be able to have people get the full experience.
Cool. Well, baddies, it's been real.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Dingleberry.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.